All right, it's your man coming at you, Sir Earl, with another podcast. You know, the podcast is titled It's My World 1. You can find it on any of your platforms that you get podcasts from, Pandora, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, any of YouTube, any of your favorite, any of your favorite podcast platforms, you can find It's My World, IT apostrophe S, World, WORLD, It's My World, the number one podcast. So that's the name of it. And what we try to do is just cover all type of topics. We started doing a few things on Facebook, so, you know, I accept questions, and, you know, I do my best to answer them. If you ask a regular question, you ask some bullshit, I'll answer with some bullshit. I don't think I know pretty many more smart asses than me, so you just try at your own risk. So, coming to you again, today is Saturday, January 16th. I generally try to do my posting on Friday or Saturday. That way, Sunday, I handle other things and, you know, you can have it fresh for the week. So, what I wanted to start out doing, I wanted to thank, Colorado. I just checked a couple of things and, hey, baby, my baby, Tarita, my oldest daughter, is listening to the podcast. So, how you doing, baby? She's been fighting a few issues, but, she's a fighter, so... she'll be okay. How you doing, man? I wanted to thank anybody that downloaded the podcast from Colorado. We had a huge spike in downloads from Colorado over the past couple of days. So I just wanted to give a shout out to anybody in Colorado and say thanks. And, you know, if you... shoot me an email with your name, address, which episode, what did you like about it. I'll send you out a free gift. So anybody from Colorado, I got you. Send it to me. I got you. What I wanted to discuss today within this podcast is one of the things that I have been noticing. Generations, like I just had a birthday Monday. I turned 56. So generations generally from my age group down, you know, they have a problem with just the idea of striving for greatness or saying they want to be great at something. Now, my mission is not to tell you what you were meant to do. You have to find that out. But do something that you love to do. I've seen too many people go into different arenas strictly focused on the money aspect of it, and that's not going to come. But if you find something that you love, you'll be damn good at it, and the money will follow. So I just noticed people, they get mediocre, they accept mediocre, and they're okay with it. What I try to do is I try to wake up every day with a purpose. My routine in the morning is to strengthen my mind and put it in a positive mode. What's up, Sean? Is to put it in a positive mode and, you know, have an agenda for the day of a positive nature. So I get up, I meditate, you know, I do my praying, I do my posting in the morning, which a lot of people read, which are my social media platforms. So I post on 11 different platforms every day, usually around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. I do my cardio. You know, I get up, I eat breakfast, drink protein shake. A couple hours later, I eat breakfast. So I wake up with a purpose every day. I see so many people, they wake up, and whatever the day brings, they react to it. One of the keys that I found in trying to achieve anything worthwhile is to get ahead of your day. Get up before the pressure of the days get to you. Most people wake up, they check their phone, they check their email, they check their social media. The first things I do is I start to prepare my mind to deal with any situations that may come my way today. And trust me, I do a lot of situations that if I've not already prepared my mind, to deal with it from a business level, then that old Englewood will come out. And I curse a lot of people out. So I tell people every time, like I just had a guy that did some credit card machines for me, try to pull some nonsense. Man, don't get it twisted, dude. You know, my zip code is 60636. Don't think I was born and raised in Homewood. I will slap the taste out of your mouth if you take it there. So I'm a different kind of guy. I love my business. I put a lot of energy and time into my business. It's the reason that it's one of the best. I've been in existence in this profession for well over 30 years. A lot of people can't say that. And I came from a place that it's the lowest of the lows. I came from the gutters, and to have risen to where I have, to be, a lot of people ask me, how do I run a successful personal training studio? Well, the key is I started long before personal training was popular and everybody and their mama wanted to be a trainer because it sounded sexy. You know what I mean? And even now, doing podcasts, being on social media, I don't find a lot of trainers on here, so they don't have a lot to talk about. I think to talk about fitness and working out all the time is a crock of shit. I love fitness. I love working out. I love bodybuilding, and I get tired of it. I don't want to hear that when I'm listening to something. I want to hear mental stimulation. I want to hear something positive. I want to hear, like right now, I'm reading a book about, I do a lot of reading. I read every day. I'm reading a book about Rockefeller. And I think it's truly amazing that you've been dead over 100 years, but yet your worth, a lot of people don't know this, his worth right now of the Rockefeller family is bigger than Bezos or Elon Musk, who's the world's richest man. I mean, the Rockefeller's got a lot of money. And he's been going over 100 years, and that's because he strived to achieve greatness in what he did. And it's what I strive to achieve within this business, within the field that I'm in. I want to be gone for 100 years and still have it remembered as I was the one that changed this whole game and made everybody step up and become better, because right now, it's a freaking joke. There's been no other time that we've had a spotlight on fitness. More people want to be fit. More people want to work out. More people want to be healthy. But we got these clowns and these assholes that have no idea. When someone pays you to do a job, you've got to do the best job. A lot of these trainers think they're doing you a damn favor, and it's not, you know. I've not had to go get a job for almost 30 years, which would be the worst thing that I could ever imagine, other than losing people that I love. I don't ever want to go back to work for anybody. And that's not knocking having a job. I'm not against that. I'm not against jobs. I'm not against school. I'm not against any of that. I advocate for doing what you love to do and be happy doing it. I see a lot of these people, a lot of people whose fun is drinking and nothing. And I just, that part I don't agree with, because what we become as people, okay, our kids, they don't follow what we say. They follow what we do. So if you have a nothing life, what do you think your kids are going to grow up and have? They're going to have a nothing life. So what I try to do is set the example that hard work and having a dream and pursuing that dream, that is what makes a better world. You know, a freaking eighth place participation trophy when you took eighth place is not inspiring anybody to be number one. It used to be when I was playing football. Hey, if we were dogging you out, you know, winning by 63 points, chances are we didn't the game by 100 some points. We got our foot on your neck, we twist it, you know what I mean, and grind you into the ground. Nowadays, they instill the slaughter rule. You can't score no more points, take your starters out, everybody get a trophy. Now, what are you really teaching them? You're not teaching them to be tough and fight for that top spot. you're teaching them that you're going to benefit with the trophy from this no matter what you do. So why bust your ass? You know, you can come in this mug and get blown out and you're still going to have a trophy for your mantle. I think that those are the wrong lessons at a time when we should be getting stronger as a nation, not weaker as a nation. Like I said before, I think I said it last week, when we look at millennials, when we look at the current age group, let's say 35, 40 and younger, and we say, oh, these millennials, they don't want to work. They ain't got a good work. Remember, you raised them. So as I said before, they do what they see. They don't do what you say. So if you strive to not have your kids or young people that look up to you break their back at a job that you hate, you need to pursue your dreams. If it's to do something else, do something else. You know, you never fail at anything if you don't give up. There's lessons, there's setbacks, there's things that challenge you, but challenges are meant to make us better. They're not meant to, you know, break us and put us down. But just like the eighth place participation trophy, you have people that run from challenges. We're grown, and one of the challenges that we have is to live our dream. But yet what we do is we settle for a life that is not what we wanted, and we fool ourselves into believing, I do this because I have to provide for my family. You know, the best thing that you can do for your family is to live your dreams so they can live their dreams, so they can start to understand I don't have to settle. So when you go in life and you settle, your kids are going to settle. You know what I mean? And what do you know? We have a life full of people that's settling for mediocre, and that's the country that we live in now. That's the society that we have now. So what I try to do, and I didn't realize that when I started my journey, I only realized it as I saw my kids come up and they start to mimic a lot of what I do. So I really feel like now I have a bigger obligation to make the dream and the vision that I have a reality. I never just wanted to be a trainer. I wanted to be the best that ever lived, the best that ever did it. Whereas most people, they just want to be a trainer. I'm not mad at you. You know what I mean? It's, you know, do you. But, you know, for me, anything I've ever done, I wanted to be the absolute best that I could be at it. I never wanted to settle for second best. There's only one winner, and that's the first place person. Everybody else is a loser. You know what I mean? So if you're flipping fries and you're not the best, you're a loser. If you're delivering newspapers and you're not the best newspaper delivery person, you're a loser. You know, that's just my opinion. You go about your losing ways and we'll see where it gets you. But I find that today is just so many people settle for mediocre. There's an old saying, when you make excuses for your weaknesses, you get to keep them. They're yours. You get to keep them. So I find a society makes a lot of excuses amongst my people, which is Black people. Fun is the priority, not building a meaningful life. If you have fucked up priorities as a child, you're going to have fucked up priorities as an adult. It doesn't go away. It manifests itself to something bigger and stronger. So learn to have your priorities. Learn to set your goals no matter what they are. And you will start to influence. You know, I don't believe I have the influence to go out and change the world. I believe I have the influence to go and change my household. So if everybody focused on their household, the world will change. We may not be allowed to see it, but we thought we would never see the world's first Black president, but we did. You know, let's start. We're in a position to influence the next generation, and we have that kind of influence, and we're doing a very horrible job of it. I mean, it's just comical to me in what I see and the people that I interview and people that I run across. Mediocre is an accepted thing. You know what I mean? You start talking about greatness, you start talking about working hard, people look at you like you done lost your damn mind. Like, are you kidding me? Why? Because maybe the 1 or 2% believes that and follows that and work hard. The other 98%, they don't give a damn. They settle for mediocre. So you have more people settling for mediocre than you do that striving for greatness within their lives. So they have a bigger audience that they have something in common with than the 2% that you represent in trying to be the best that you can be. So until next week, I try to do these every week. So until next week, I'm out of here. And, you know, I just leave you with the words of just start living by example. And, you know, your kids, your younger generation, nieces, nephews, they follow what you do, not what you say. So if you want them to strive for something beyond and be better than what you did, you got to do better. So until next week, this is your man on the It's My World 1 podcast, and I'm checking out of here. Peace.